Nolte, Kamala Harris tanks with non-white voters. By John Nolte on August 16, 2019. Democrat presidential contender Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, is collapsing in national polling, including with non-white voters. After a disastrous 6 weeks, Harris is once again a third-tier candidate, right along with two other media creations, former Representative Beto O'Rourke, DTX, and South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete Buttigieg. For a short time, after the first Democrat debate, Harris surged into the top tier. Her well-rehearsed and well-executed attack on frontrunner Joe Biden on the issue of race and busing lifted her into double digits. All of a sudden, Harris was a real player, in the second tier with Senators Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Bernie Sanders, IVT. In fact, for a period of time, according to the Real Clear Politics, RCP, poll of polls, Harris was in second place, ahead of Warren and Sanders, the candidate closest to the only first-tier candidate, Biden. But because Kamala Harris is not very bright, she was unable to sustain this momentum. And now, she is right back at the bottom, mired in single digits. In the RCP poll of polls Friday, Harris's support has been cut nearly in half, from 15% to just 8%. She's only 2 points ahead of the hapless Buttigieg, another fabricated media sensation, who has never even seen double digits. In the latest polling, Harris, who is black, is also doing far worse with non-white voters than three of the whitest people in America, Biden, Warren, and Sanders. Whereas they earn 32, 13, and 15% of the non-white vote, respectively, Harris earns a measly 7%. Harris's problem is her IQ. There is no question that as a physical presence, she has the goods. Harris is an attractive woman with no shortage of charisma. There is a reason why many saw her as a female Barack Obama. The difference, though, is that Obama is a shrewd and intelligent politician. Harris is neither. To begin with, what kind of idiot wants to bring back busing? As a child of the 70s, I remember busing. And I know what it means to be shipped all the way across town outside of your neighborhood to a strange school. It sucks. Everyone hated busing, including black people. But Harris is such a knucklehead, she thought it was a good platform to run on. To bring back busing, and then, after someone explained to her, no doubt slowly and with small words, that everyone hates busing, she flip-flopped. Harris also thought it was a good idea to run on giving health insurance to illegal aliens while promising to take away every legal American's health insurance and gun. But then, the dimwit flip-flopped, and then flip-flopped back. And now, no one knows where she really stands, and that probably includes Harris. In other words, just like she did to slow Joe Biden. Half-wit Harris was now the one totally unprepared to handle an attack she should have seen coming a mile away. And she handled the fallout, the post-debate debate, horribly. She blamed Putin. Sorry to break this to everyone, but like Biden and Beto, Kamala Harris is just too dumb to be president. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.